Now from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is 3 and Out with Nate Hodges and Houston Kress. Fan Run Radio.
Rick Barnes and the Tennessee Volunteers all raise their shirts. They are the SEC Tournament Champions. Mark will hold it, and so he and the Volunteers will hold the trophy. SEC Tournament Champions to match their regular season title.
You know who Hendon Hooker is, returning quarterback for Tennessee, a dark horse Heisman candidate.
I haven't even said it on my own airwaves yet. I think Tennessee's going to beat Georgia this year.
Assuming it's not Alabama, it's not Georgia who wins the SEC, what other team is there that could challenge for the SEC title?
Well, I'm a little curious about Tennessee. I think it's going to be a lot of fun to see if they can make that step and be a division contender.
Well, then I guess there's only one thing left to do.
What's that?
Win the whole thing.
Yes!
Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, that's no friends of mine. Say, we can go where we want to, place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can dance. We can go when we want to, night is young and so am I. And we can dress real neat from our hats to our feet and surprise them with a victory cry. Say, we can act if we want to, if we don't, nobody will. And you can act real rude and totally removed, and I can act like an imbecile. Say, we can dance, everything's out of control. We can dance, they're doing it from pole to pole.
Welcome into the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios of Fan Run Radio. It is Optimism Tuesday on 3 and Out. Nate Hodges, Houston Kress, Adam Hickman, intern Brett.
Where's the music? Did you do that thing where you faded out fast again?
I think this one's on you, bud.
That's it? That's the end? I think I just came in really late because you didn't turn my mic on.
That and Kress didn't have his headphones on, so
still felt like there should have been.
Nah, that was it. That's the end. The Jeez end. Louise. We have to start talking now.
How's your coffee, Nate?
Oh my god,
I haven't tried it yet.
Huh?
Hickman came in and stole your coffee, and then I made sure that he made you a different one.
Oh,
so now he's going to take credit for making your coffee.
It's not how it went, but.
Did you put the special sweetener in it?
No, you want me to go grab some?
No, black's fine. Is it that good, though? Should I try it?
Yeah, it's going to be that good.
Okay.
What a weirdo.
I wish I could make the sound. I don't know. It still feels a little hot.
That's why I make his early, so it cools off.
Look at him chugging his coffee.
Because that's yours. It's been out for a few minutes.
Not really. Still very, very warm.
Hickman, there's a system here.
I like lukewarm coffee.
Lukewarm?
Not really lukewarm, but
warm
compared to other people. If I get coffee at a gas station on like a road trip,
it'll kill you.
I mean, yeah, I get it.
I have expected to melt the cup as I'm putting it in there.
I don't drink it black because I would never be able to drink it then. I get it. I add a crap ton of cream to it, maybe a little sugar. I go put it in the vehicle, remove the lid,
yes.
Pump the gas, come back, depending on the height
couple
of the
ice cubes.
Yeah, I try and like leave the lid like, you know, I can't have it spilling, but
sure.
You know. Sometimes you just pop the lid back on, drive about an hour and a half, and it's good to go, you know? Depends on the insulation of the cup. It's a whole thing. I don't understand why the gas station coffee has to be burning with the heat of the sun. Hot.
They want it to stay hot for a long time down the old highway there.
I guess so. Yeah.
That's what it has to be.
You can't drink it until you like get to your destination sometimes.
But it's the thought of having it that'll also keep you awake. Like, oh, I'm going to be able to drink that in, you know, like 3 hours.
Yeah.
I'm going to be able to drink this coffee and it not just burn my taste buds off.
I think most people would rather it just be drinkable when they buy it, but
I would too, and you would think, especially after that lady at McDonald's burned her leg so bad.
Have you seen the pictures of that?
No.
The old lady's thigh?
Yeah.
No.
Oof. Have you seen them?
Yeah, it's gross.
Did you, had you been fed the lie that it was a super fat person?
Yeah.
What was that lie? Why does that matter?
Well,
if they just wanted a cup of coffee.
McDonald's tried to smear that woman in any way possible.
Well, I do remember that. Yeah. I didn't know that they were saying she's a large person.
No, like, that's why her, you know, thighs like melted together. I mean, just it was they've spun this whole marketing thing.
You've not seen them, Chris, have you?
Those to me, I'm going to beat
I do
your,
not
just from a distance.
I do not need to see this. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's bad.
That's
I think I just saw it way too much, but I don't know. It was I don't know what I just saw.
Yeah, your mind might have made it even worse than it was, but
yeah.
Ugh.
That's quit looking at it and making these weird sounds.
Dude, she looks like such a sweet lady too. That's the worst part.
And McDonald's smeared her.
Oh yeah,
look at her.
No, I knew that. I can't believe they would do it to a sweet old lady.
Yeah, look at her. Just
oh, it's Nana, Grandma, Gammy, Meemaw, Meemum, Grandma.
McDonald's the worst. You ever watch the movie Founder?
No, you ask us this all the time. No, I haven't seen Founder. Have you seen Super Size Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
What's his name? Ray Crockett?
Ronald McDonald, you idiot. He's a clown, and he loved cheeseburgers. He said, I'm starting a restaurant. The Hamburglar was his arch nemesis because he would steal the hamburgers. Hence, Hamburglar. Everyone thought he wanted the money. Nope, just cheeseburgers. Or hamburgers.
It was just Ray Kroc. K-R-O-C.
Did they have cheese in the beginning?
Ooh,
should he have been the cheeseburglar?
Great question. I don't remember.
Well, I know you don't remember.
No, I watched the movie. I should know this. It was very specific what came on the burger and what didn't in the original, whatever, what'd they call it?
McDo. That's what they call it in Paris.
It was like the two Mac brothers or whatever.
Probably ketchup, pickle, mustard. No, ketchup, pickle, onion. That's probably it. And the large was the size of the like kiddie drink now, and the fries and the soda. Do you know that? Do you know that the current supersized fries at McDonald's would be the equivalent of 5 original larges?
No, I did not know that.
Maybe more.
Since when did they get a basket of fries?
What?
At McDonald's.
You can get a basket of fries?
Yeah. It's like you got your large, and then you got, like, a basket.
Brett, you take the kids to McDonald's ever?
We stopped at McDonald's on the way home from Ohio. Did you basket.
No basket.
The one at Cedar Bluff has a basket.
Is it like a plastic thing, and they put the paper down and just dump fries in it?
Yeah. It was a basket.
It's got to be like a, if Five Guys does it this way, we can do it that way.
I mean, I don't think it's much more than you'd get with the typical large, but you know, still.
Oh, they just dump them out.
Yeah, I mean, still good for splitting with somebody.
Does Five Guys do baskets of fries?
No, I'm just saying it's just a bag of them. It's like, I'll take the. Made that mistake the first time I went to Five Guys. I was like, oh, I'm kind of hungry. Yeah. I'll get a large fry.
No.
They were like, all right, call it in. Beep, beep, beep. Dumped them on the table. I was like, good Lord, am I. I think everyone in the restaurant ate those fries that day. It's a good business model, though. You'd rather pay more for something and then even get more than you expected than to pay less but get less than you thought.
Yeah, I
guess
it's
a good plan. Optimism too.
Yeah, I don't remember what was on the cheese on the first one. I don't think so.
You're still looking up cheese on the first. I was just asking a question because of the Hamburglar and cheeseburger thing.
I have to know.
Royale with cheese tweets in Tim Flynn. Great movie. What's that from, Hickman? Royale?
Pulp Fiction.
Okay,
dude.
Just making
Come on,
sure.
Man.
All right,
I'm not a noob.
Just making sure you're up on your Tarantino game.
Tarantino, like, top 4 director for me all time.
Yeah. He's got some bangers. His movies hit.
It was Richard and Maurice McDonald, San Bernardino.
Yeah, why did you not think their last name was McDonald?
No, I knew. I knew their last name was McDonald. I couldn't remember what they called the restaurant.
Was it not McDonald's? Was it not always
like
McDonald's?
It was slightly. I don't know.
Was it called Big Mac's? And then they were like, no, we'll go with the real name, but that will be our special sandwich.
I can't remember.
With three pieces of bread.
The movie.
And a super secret sauce that you can find anywhere in any grocery store or restaurant in the country, but we're going to call it secret sauce.
Maybe it was McDonald's.
I haven't even seen the movie.
They
might
have called one of them Big Mac, though. Like, that was his
name. I was just kidding, but. No, for some reason, I think you're right. I have no idea what the name was, but I don't think it was McDonald's. I think it was like. I think it was something stupid. Like Fast Burger or something.
Hmm.
Like Quick Meal. Quick Donald's. Well, it's Optimism Tuesday. Hope we got everyone out there nice and hungry for a cheeseburger. Did you ever see that Saturday Night Live skit?
I don't think so.
Cheeseburger, 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 cheeseburger. You never saw that?
That sounds vaguely familiar, but I can't picture it.
With Belushi and Aykroyd, and they're in that like diner in New York. Cheeseburger, 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 cheeseburger. Oh, man. That's a classic. Hickman, you have... Buddy, you weren't even alive. There's no way they would re-air this. It's so old, but man, it was funny.
What was it?
It was a skit on Saturday Night Live about... No. I always get him confused. It was John Belushi, not Jim. John was on Saturday Night Live. And he's like the order taker at a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Cheeseburger, cheeseburger, cheeseburger. I think it was called Cheeseburger, Cheeseburger. Well, it's Optimism Tuesday.
Yeah, I'm not sure how we talk about the latest Vol news on Optimism Tuesday.
Well, according to Hickman, it's good news.
Gonna go Smokey Grays.
Never said that.
That's a neutral. I don't know. Good news for some, bad news for others, I guess. Personal.
I have no problem with it.
It'll look good.
It'll look weird, but I do think it will.
I mean, it'll look good, but yeah, it'll look different.
It does clash when we wear the home orange and whites on the road at LSU with their white and yellow. It just doesn't look that great, so I think it will look... I'm not saying our orange and whites look bad. Don't even hear me say that. I think it will look better on TV because we are wearing the Smokey Grays. However, LSU fans, Nate, have said it's disrespectful. It is disrespectful to wear an alternate uniform on the road at LSU. We are disrespecting Tiger Stadium, and it's a shameful thing to do.
Interesting.
Because LSU, Nate, in their minds, should always have night games, and it's not fair if they don't get a night game, and they should dictate to everyone what uniforms they get to wear when they come to LSU. Because I really don't know. Because Joe Burrow went there, and so they get to do whatever they want.
I don't remember them pitching this fit when South Carolina wore gray Wounded Warrior uniforms in 2012.
I remember that. With Clowney down there, it was kind of a rainy game.
I don't remember the weather, but...
Clowney would have been on that team.
It'll be cool to see Hooker for the first time in the grays.
But I mean, yeah.
And look, everyone else on the team. Yeah, I remember that.
And everyone
else. They didn't
else,
complain?
Yeah.
Who won that game?
I don't remember. LSU won it. It was pretty close.
They were number 9?
South Carolina was number 3.
Wow.
That'd have been the, what's his name?
That's when.
Shaw?
Yeah, that's, it's like the week after Clowney terrorized Aaron Murray and they killed Georgia.
Oh, yeah.
Then they had to go straight to LSU. And I don't know. It was a close game. But. I think Tennessee's gray looks a lot better than this. This is really like kind of like light gray.
Mm. Yeah, no, it didn't look very good that
yeah,
night.
Yeah, like that.
I didn't hate it.
That does look weird. You think they would look better with the dark Tennessee gray?
I think it would look better with the dark helmet.
Yeah, that's true.
I think that looks like the first time we wore gray when we wore it with our white helmet. It's like.
No, this looks exactly like the first, like the Adidas. It was a lighter gray as well. Right? When the Adidas, definitely didn't have the anthracite shoulder.
No,
pads.
It didn't have that, and it was like the fabric was I don't even know what you'd call that. It had like a weird design within the fabric, and I thought it made it look lighter. Plus, the numbers were trimmed in white, which was weird.
Yeah.
And then you had the white helmet, bright orange socks. It wasn't our best look. It was kind of cool at the time, but execution kind of lacking.
LSU won that game 23-21.
I thought I remembered it being low scoring and close.
Yeah, it was. It might have been a little wet. I'm not sure.
But to the news.
Warren Burrell out for the season.
Hate it.
He did play at Pitt, right?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, I hate it for him. That stinks. Did they say what it was? Did they say shoulder? Or do people just kind of assume that? I think he said upper body.
Yeah.
I think probably a shoulder. Yeah, that stinks. It stinks because it's
ending upper body surgery.
Yeah, it stinks because it's at a position you're not very deep or good at.
Yeah.
I don't know how much better you are with him out there, but you are at least deeper if he's available. So that stinks for him.
D. Williams should be able to play, though.
I've heard that for 3 weeks, Brett. I don't know if I believe it.
Heupel even said it himself this time, didn't he?
No, he said it.
Have you ever even seen this guy?
I've never seen him. That's what I was about to say. I've never seen the guy. Maybe he's great. Maybe he's the best player on the team. I've never seen him. I just see his name.
I don't understand.
As gonna play, and then he's
be good, right? Like, I mean, maybe he will be. I hope.
Because it's like quarterbacks. The guy who hasn't played yet is obviously the best one. Like, the backup quarterback's the most popular guy on the team. The corner who hasn't played because he's been hurt is going to be the savior of the season. Come on, Nate. You know this. Like, where's Wesley Walker? I mean, I know he's played a little bit.
He had that sack, and he's not done anything since.
Brandon Turnage. Where are you at, bro?
Now, there's no way in hell that the entire Alabama staff missed that bad on Turnage. Like, what is his deal? Because something's up.
Like what?
I don't know. I mean,
they have other good corners?
Alabama wanted the kid. Where the hell's that guy that was recruited?
What about the kid that came from Ohio State?
That's what I said. Where's Turnteen been? I know they said he's probably more of a safety, but I don't care.
I've not even seen him on the field.
He hasn't played a bunch, but he has played some.
Tillman has got to – sorry, jumping to Cedric Tillman.
Yeah, what are you doing? We're talking defense, bro.
All right. Sorry, I'll wait.
No, go ahead. You're doing the thing where you're reading something else while we're talking about something, and then usually it's backwards.
I kind of combined them when it's talking about the injury situation.
Talking about DBs and, Tillman. Go ahead, Nate.
Cedric did have surgery. It just gave him the opportunity to speed up the recovery process, according to Josh Heupel Monday at his weekly press conference. We'll see where he's at. He was limited, but moving around a little bit today. We'll continue to see how it unfolds this week and see where we're at. Last week he had said he was hopeful that Tillman would be available when we go down there, talking about LSU. Quote, Tillman has got to be a functional player and play at the level that we expect him to and what he wants to play at too.
What?
That's a direct quote.
Can you read it again, please, in English?
Tillman has got to be a I think they even put Tillman in parentheses. So he probably said
he's
maybe, but that's not even in there. So you know how Heupel will chop off the first part of sentences and just talk. So he said this: has got to be a functional player and play at the level that we expect him to and what he wants to play at too.
Okay,
I think what he means.
I think they just forgot a comma.
Well, I think what he's saying is he's got to be able to play at a level that we expect him to play at, and he also wants to be playing at the level he expects of himself as well. He's not just going to go out there and hobble around, you know.
That'd be bad.
Not be functional.
Right. That'd be a waste of time, energy.
Heupel said he expects cornerback D. Williams to make his Tennessee debut against LSU.
What could go wrong?
Nothing.
Nothing.
I mean, we have nothing to lose.
Yeah.
This kid's going to be a stud.
Where's he from?
He's Juco.
Georgia.
Right?
That's a guess. You just guessed that, didn't you?
I know he's from Georgia.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Where do you go to Juco?
Somewhere in Mississippi.
That's all you got to say. Where's he from? Georgia. Where'd he go to JUCO? Kansas. Mississippi. Every time.
I think that's the only Kansas state with JUCO schools, so.
Kansas is always offensive players. Mississippi's always defensive players. I don't know how it always happens that way, but that's the way it works.
So I went 2 for 2.
I don't know where he's from. I was asking
you because. He's from Georgia. Forsyth.
Huh? Forsyth. That's middle of the state.
Wow, like near Atlanta?
Yeah.
What a guess. What knowledge you have to think that a talented football player would come from somewhere near the middle of the state of Georgia.
Let's see. Now, where did he...
East Central Community College.
In?
Scuba, I think.
I don't know. Is that where that is?
I don't know. We talked about that. There's East Central and Central Central and...
Oh, wait. Hang on.
This is big.
Yep. Mississippi.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Where's the kid even from?
You didn't know that. You guessed.
I literally just went 2 for 2, Chris.
I'm not saying you didn't get it right, but it was. I mean, those are two really good guesses. If you just look at Tennessee's roster, where most of our players come from, I think if he was from Tennessee, we'd have known that. And then Brett hinted to you that he was a JUCO kid. You had basically two states to choose from when dealing in JUCO. It's Kansas or Mississippi. I think you did a pretty good job. That was deductive reasoning. Very smart. Good stuff, Hickman.
I mean, I don't say this to be mean, but why do people think he's going to be...
I don't know that anyone does except Adam.
Okay. I was just checking.
I mean, he was the number one JUCO player in the country. I mean, it's got to be something good
he's
about
got
it.
Wasn't he still a three-star?
Yeah, and the
he
composite...
He played 23 games. He had 15 interceptions.
And the composite, he was seventh. He was a three-star, .8815.
I mean, he was,
yeah,
out of high school, he was like 800th ranked player or something.
Yeah, but I mean, as a JUCO player, he was a three-star.
Right.
I don't even know how they do JUCO stars. I don't know if they give 5 stars or not, but
they do.
I don't know.
They absolutely give 5 stars to JUCO players, which is like he might have been the number one JUCO corner, but in the pantheon of JUCO corners all time, and I'm not saying he's not going to be good. Maybe he's going to be amazing. I have no idea.
Like, this is a guy with pretty high-level experience. It's not like we're getting a freshman who's never played a down of
See, that's
ball
optimistic.
Right
okay.
We said that about J.J. Peterson.
You're giving
We said that about we said it before.
I thought he was
about,
a freshman.
He was. I'm just saying. This is another player I've never seen.
This guy's got college experience, and he's got all the intangibles. So we'll see if he has a breakout game.
All right.
He has all the intangibles.
They did list him as a punt returner, right?
Yes.
At one point?
Yes.
So that gives me some hope.
By make his Tennessee debut, is Heupel saying play corner or like be a gunner on special teams?
That's a good question.
Both.
Brett, you're guessing.
Well, so are you.
I'm not guessing. I'm asking a question. Like, is he going to play corner?
Good news with us, though. Our defense is so bad that returning punts is not really high on the priority list.
Okay. It's Optimism Tuesday, you dolt.
Who returned punts against Florida?
We only had one.
And we didn't catch it because they downed it at the one.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's actually not a bad plan considering we can't catch the – almost cussed. Can't catch the darn things.
The bleeping football.
That's exactly what I was going to say. But it was bleeping, not bleep. Mm. I don't know why. Wanted to say it because we can't catch the things.
Chris says he loves the flex from Tennessee football. Just you guys are going to wear your road color at home? All right, it's fine. We'll go alternate.
It's just ridiculous. Why do they get to dictate to everybody what people should wear?
Yeah, I don't understand. I mean, what is it? Just a few fans that are mad? I mean, it's not like LSU. It's not like any official LSU.
Apparently,
people
Spurrier
are mad, right?
Used to wear white at home when LSU would go there, so they'd have to wear purple in the swamp.
See, now that's smart.
Yeah, it is.
Especially if it's going to be hot, you want to wear the lighter color. See, we're going to go with the dark uniform when it doesn't.
Don't they? They don't
it doesn't
normally,
matter.
Normally, not hot than that game. Isn't it normally a little bit later?
No, I don't know.
I mean, it's Florida, so warm, toasty.
Either way,
yeah.
I think it's the week we play Alabama this year. LSU, Florida.
That's the third Saturday in October.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And actually is this year. So.
Yes. It's important.
All right, we're off and running. Optimism Tuesday edition of the program. We'll come back with more as we head towards Baton Rouge.
Well said.
Smoky
Red
grays.
Stick.
Well said again. You guys are on top of it.
I do have some more questions about uniforms next. I'm not gonna do it. Now, Optimism Tuesday rolls on here, live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios, Fan Run Radio. Did we get any Jalen Daniels injury info yesterday?
He's going to play.
Yeah.
Going to play.
He's a lot. He was a lot better yesterday, according to Beauregard. Nate, did you see we made tiger droppings yesterday? That sounded really weird.
I don't think it's your fault. I think just the name tiger droppings is the problem.
Yeah, it is.
We made.
Is that really the name? Yep. Or did I just fall for a trick?
Nope, that's really the name.
No, it's not.
It is. Check it out.
It really is. Tigerdroppings.com. Why the hell would they?
It really is. I can't remember.
We named our website. What'd you go with? Poop.
I think it's when they were doing their coaching, when they were hiring Brian Kelly. That was, you know, we were getting a lot of info from the old scuttle from the tiger droppings.
So I guess we have covert listeners, okay. LSU fans, trying to gather information.
Mm-hmm.
Said you guys are way too confident.
You guys. The Tennessee fan base?
Which is weird because I don't think... No. Like, you three. Which is weird because I don't remember anyone yesterday making a prediction. I think we talked about Tennessee's ability to score with or without Tillman. I did mention that Tillman looks
what
out.
What do you mean you three? Us three? Not you, but the other three of us?
Is this that hard for you to pick up? Yeah.
Said we were too positive yesterday?
Too confident.
Too confident.
Overconfident.
Oh.
And then he made his prediction of 42-21, Tigers.
Who is this? A guy on Tiger Droppings?
That, yeah. Here, I'll find his name.
What did T-Bob say on the drive?
He was actually pretty subdued for T-Bob.
T-Bob. Is he going after baseball again?
Yeah, he went after Vitello and said that, what's the guy's name?
He
they got
Ray Johnson?
Jay Johnson, yeah. He's like, oh, he's building a squad. It's like, okay, well, that's fine. It's good.
They wanted Vitello. They wish they had Vitello.
They would kill.
For Tony V.
It was a Tiger Saint 96.
Okay. Now I feel better.
Here's what he said. I was listening to a Tennessee radio show this morning, parentheses, Fox Sports Knoxville.
That's us.
And they sound way too confident. One guy expects 12,000 ball fans to be in the stadium Saturday.
Yeah, I made tiger droppings.
My app made tiger droppings, so let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Yeah, well.
Don't know how they can be so full of themselves after Florida exposed their defense. At Vol Rumor Mill also doesn't think their best wide receiver will be ready and that they will rest him for another week. Vols are setting up for a letdown, 42-21. Tigers. It had 8 upvotes and 25 downvotes.
Any comments?
Really?
I probably did have comments. I can't read. I'm not a member. Or is that free? Is it free?
What do you mean?
Is Tiger Droppings free?
I don't think so.
Register. So close.
Should we join just for a week?
Is it free?
Are we not supposed to be confident in our football team?
Can you pay $9.99 and then drop back out? Or is this one of those things where I'm going to have to
like a 7-day free trial?
Make 18 million phone calls and finally get that one old lady in the back that... Cancel it. Do I need to open a credit card just so I can cancel it? Like, what is this on? Is this a rival?
It's free.
Wait, it's free.
I mean, I'm looking at it. I'm looking at one of them. I don't know. The Tiger Rant board.
Oh, okay.
Who posted this one?
I just read the guy's name.
What was it?
Come on, Hickman. Like, you got to.
What was it titled? I'll do a search.
Oh, I don't know the title. Let's see here. Tennessee is confident.
You must
by Tiger Saint 96. Thanks for listening.
Yep.
Appreciate right that.
Now. Shouts out all you LSU fans.
I can't find it.
Apparently yesterday Chris Doering called Tiger Stadium, quote, a morgue at 11 a.m. games.
The dumbest reasons I hate Tennessee, the state and the college.
Open that one. What does that say?
Number one, it takes 90 minutes to cross it north to south, 25 hours going east to west.
What?
It doesn't border an ocean. Vanderbilt is not supposed to still be an SEC school yet. It's still there. Nashville.
Oh, they blame, so okay.
Nashville is hideous. And I can't really bro country. Lynchburg is a dry county. It still has dry counties in 2022. Bristol is basically Virginia. Gatlinburg and Pigeon Forge are basically Gulf Shores, except those poors are the ones who hate the beach. Where in the hell is Knoxville at, anyways? The Titans are from there. Memphis is almost as dangerous as New Orleans. That's a shot at New Orleans.
I was going to say, it's a shot at Louisiana.
Remember the firm? Apparently the mob is there. Graceland, 14, Sea Rock City. 15, Rocky Top is a bleepy song. 16, Peyton Manning is an uber bleep. Okay, 17, Orange only belongs on a 69 Dodge Charger and never football team's colors. Why do they volunteer for? This guy's a dummy. Why do they volunteer for?
No, keep reading it. I like it.
And why would anyone volunteer for anything? Kind of agree with you there, bud. But
Hickman, that's not true.
Why a checkerboard, and why does it not stretch the entire end zone? It gives me major anxiety. 20, the state sucks so bad, all I can come up with are these dumbass lame arse regions. Honorable mention, Branson. But that's not in Tennessee. I just hate that place, too.
The thread's taking a turn. I found it.
You did?
It's 3 pages worth.
Could somebody point
Tennessee
me?
Is confident in a post that mentioned us is at 3 pages?
Yep.
Are we the most popular radio show in Louisiana?
The weird turn that it took is they do think Hickman is wrong, but because they think it'll be way more than 12,000 Tennessee fans.
Hickman, you're wrong.
You're so
Well, I told you I was wrong.
Paul Allen.
Come on, J.J.
Who's a California fan from New York. Can't make this up.
Say that again.
He's a Cal fan from New York. But he's been a member of Tiger Dropping since 2007.
He's just really got all the corners of the country covered on this one, yeah.
He said they'll have way more than 12,000 fans. If they travel like they did during their 96-2002 heyday, they'll probably have closer to 20,000 fans.
Now we're talking.
And then Palm Beach Tiger from Orlando said, I actually like the SEC better when Tennessee is a power. They've been down for so long now, I was starting to think they would not be able to claw back to the SEC, to a top SEC-level team. That said, we can win this game, just need to play well.
What page did you have to go to find this?
3 or 4. It's just how Tennessee is confident. Somebody,
you could probably search
Awesome it. All Day, who's an LSU fan in Louisiana. It's the first one that's
Awesome All Day.
Said, quoted Tennessee is confident, said, as they should be. They're ranked 8th in the country and have one of, if not the top ranked offense in the country. They're not great on defense, but LSU isn't very good on offense, so it's kind of a wash. Not sure why their confidence is surprising to you. Captain Crown says LSU can't get into a shootout.
Captain Crown?
And sure as bleep can't get down 14-0 early. Then somebody pointed out that the original poster said LSU will blow out Auburn. So they're, you know, obviously saying this guy's always wrong. I don't know. Tennessee can score a bleep ton of points.
Why do they spell it like that? Everybody does that on this thread.
What?
It's so it doesn't get flagged.
Oh.
It's the S word with an E on it. They start slow with LSU, and House usually fills out the offensive scheme and matchups and then makes adjustments. The problem with playing Tennessee is that the Vols could be up 21-0 before LSU adjustments work. So that's what we talked about yesterday.
Yep.
Tennessee, spelled T-E-N-N-E-R, then capital C.
Is this post related to, like, Vol Nation? Like, the big... I think that's what it's called.
Oh, I don't know.
Because I'm seeing some Tennessee people posting on this board. Like, it's like the big free board that they have for every school.
Yeah, maybe. Tennessee has played the 13th easiest schedule thus far in the SEC. Their only road game, they got took to OT by Pitt, who got beat by a bad Georgia Tech team. They also needed the OT period to break 30 points and 400 yards of total O versus Pitt. Thank you very – I don't even know how to say that.
You don't have to.
I live in Vol country. I can attest to their confidence. Everybody in my life, from church, work, family, and friends that are UT fans, are so damn cocky right now. I've noticed how much they collectively hate Brian Kelly, too.
Well, he killed a kid.
Weirdly, the entire Vol fan base has some sort of disdain towards Brian Kelly. It seems baseless, but...
he killed a kid.
I never realized how jealous they are of Notre Dame. Only being favored by 3 points is angering to them. They think and expect a 3-score lead by halftime.
I don't expect it. I'd like it.
Caleb 07 says, they should be confident. They have a great passing game, and our back end is not good. Bad matchup for us.
Who said their back end is not good?
Caleb 07.
Caleb 07. I got you.
My LSU hat said, what do you expect? They have a damn solid team, and we have looked incompetent way more than not. Some of these guys are pretty realistic, you know?
Some of those guys are just negative. We have those in the fan base, too.
The Boat, who's a Duke fan in Tim McGraw country.
The Boat or the Boot?
Boat.
That's his name? The Boat?
The Boat, who's a Duke fan in Tim McGraw country. Member since October 2008.
What's Tim McGraw country mean?
No clue.
Hickman, Google Tim McGraw country. Does he just like Tim McGraw country?
That's where he's from.
Country music.
He's from Tim McGraw country, like a stomping ground.
America. Got it.
American.
Yeah. So, Tim McGraw country, United States.
He posted a picture.
Oh, a picture.
Yeah, and it says, this is what the Georgia game looked like in 2018. Georgia hadn't been to Tiger Stadium in 10 years, and their fans thought they were the best team in the country and traveled like it. Tennessee hasn't been to Tiger Stadium in 12 years, and their fans think this is their best team since 1998. They're going to have a ton of fans at the game. In this picture of Tiger Stadium, there's a ton of red, as you can imagine. Ranked in the top 10, best offense in the SEC, I think. I'd be confident, too, knowing if I protect the ball, I win. They have played 4 bleepy defenses, scoring defense ranked with and without Tennessee points. Pitt 70th, Florida 77th, Ball State 112th, Akron 122nd. And then they ranked them, if you remove the Tennessee game, 61st, 65th, 80th, and 106th.
What's theirs? Aren't they like 9th?
Oh, are they? Are they that good?
Well, they haven't played a good offense yet.
Mississippi State.
Yeah, but doesn't their offense seem like it's taking a step back this year a little bit?
Not really.
You don't think so?
This is the only bad game they've had all season. This has been his best team so far.
I'm not saying it's not their best team. I think their defense is pretty good. It doesn't seem like they're scoring as much or throwing around as much. Like Will Rogers, he led it like every week last year, and now he's only led 1 week.
He still leads the league in passing, though, doesn't he?
Of course he leads the league in passing. That's easy, but it was like 400 or 500 yards a game last year.
You got to remember, though, they don't go fast.
Well, that's their.
Can you imagine if Mike Leach went fast? We should bring him over as a offensive analyst when he's ready to just not do anything except show up, you know, like so he doesn't have to recruit or anything.
Mm-hmm.
He can just come over and be an analyst for hype. You know, Josh, remember this play?
Well, they're saying he's going to take the A&M job, actually, once Jimbo's can, so.
It's not that crazy.
Imagine that offense of those recruits.
Can he recruit there the way?
Nah, he'll just win big in the like year
two years. Yeah,
then they'll start falling off again.
I mean, think about it. I mean, he's doing pretty
his
good.
Big philosophy though is he doesn't want to cross a state after recruiting. You really don't have to when you're in Texas.
You could put a national championship contender together and well, probably in like a 3-county radius in Texas. So.
That's what he wrote about in his book. He's like, I hated flying over a state where there's players to get to another state for just more players.
But you got to go find the best players, Mike.
Yeah, he didn't care.
He clearly didn't care.
I mean, think about it. Great offense. He can do it at Mississippi State. He would inherit a lot of talent that he could probably
keep. Are they going to beat Arkansas?
I don't know. Arkansas' secondary is supposed to be terrible.
That's true.
It's possible.
We'll come back. Final segment. Hour one. Back at you next. Final segment, hour number one. Our QBs didn't throw for 100 yards in an entire game this past weekend. You have to score to beat Tennessee. They have every reason to be confident right now. I don't like their non-confidence.
This game is so weird to me, man.
You seem confident. No way this offense scores 42 on Tennessee. Not saying LSU can't win, but not at your predicted score. P.S. Tennessee should be confident. They're a top 10 team and favorite on the road in Tiger Stadium.
Apparently, the college football nerds model has Tennessee winning 44-26.
I could see that happening.
Did you take that now?
I don't know, man. Let me think about that for a minute.
I'd really like to hit 50, but whatever.
Would I take an 18-point win on
is
the road?
Is there a win score you wouldn't take?
No. Okay. This is like Florida, like 2-0. I'm fine with it. I don't care.
This is the SEC on the road. The only SEC team on the road, yeah, I think I could say this safely, the only road SEC team I'm going to be disappointed with any type of win is going to be Vanderbilt.
Do you want to know what Odd Shark says?
We go to Missouri, South Carolina. I don't even know. Like, the West doesn't even really have a team like that anymore now that the Mississippi schools are competent.
Mm.
Any team. Give me 22-21 right now. 21-20. I'm get that dub and out the gate.
Me and Hickman are making out.
Well,
if we get it in the SEC championship.
Yeah, if it happens every time, yes.
Yeah.
What does Odd Shark say?
38-28.
LSU.
Nope.
No. Big Orange.
Big Orange. Tennessee wins, covers, and the total goes over, according to Odd Shark. So you got that going for you. Would I take 44-26, Hickman? That was one of your best. That was all time.
The line keeps moving down, doesn't it? Towards LSU.
Yeah, but see, like, Vegas isn't trying to necessarily predict a winner. They're trying to predict 50-50 money.
Right.
And I think a lot of people are like, oh, Tennessee's not very good.
I saw 3.5 and was like, Tennessee. I feel like an idiot now moving towards LSU. I should have waited longer.
First of all, you got to understand, the country hates Tennessee. I don't necessarily blame them. That's on our fans. That's, you know, we got a reputation. I get it. We've kind of established ourselves as, there's, you know, and it's LSU. They hate us because of Tony Vitello. So like, oh, we're not going to lose them in football, too. Bet the Tigers. Bet the Tigers. But everyone's saying it's a road game at Tiger Stadium. This Tennessee team, the Pitt win is not looking as good. The Florida win for us is great, but for everyone else saying, I don't know how good Florida is. Tennessee might not be that good. Have to wait and see. I'll take the Tigers at home. Could be a sucker bet.
Do you think Coyote Song is correct that we have one of the worst defenses in the SEC?
To Coyote Song, I would say, in a language he would understand.
What does that mean?
He'll understand it. That was a coyote.
He said Tennessee's best win is a Pitt team who just got beat by a bad Georgia Tech team, a 2-2 Florida team that had 31 first downs and 594 total yards versus Tennessee. Tennessee has one
they
of the worst defenses in the SEC,
wow.
Apparently.
Well, they got five of them on fourth down. I don't know. I go back and forth on our defense. I feel like our pass rush is getting there. Like, I feel like we are very, very close. And their offensive line is not very good. Mm-hmm. Rush defense is good. Rush defense is top 20 in the country. Problem is that old back end.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Keaton Slovis was looking good. We made Anthony Richardson look like $1 million. Now we've lost Burrell for the season. How much better can we get in the secondary? But that's not their strength either. Their strength's not throwing the ball. Of course, we said that about Anthony Richardson, and
yeah,
that didn't work out.
But we still won.
That's all I care about.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's pretty. Just stay healthy, win the game.
I think the more I watch the Heupel offense and this team play, I think it just skews all the numbers. I mean, I don't know. Didn't Florida run a crap ton of plays? They got 31 first downs because they were
I think they were close to 90.
It was like 88, I think.
Yeah, because they ran a ton of plays.
Because they went for it on fourth and converted a bunch, and so then that extends the drive.
Yeah, and you can say, well, they're all these yards, but I mean, you know, Tennessee had a ton of yards too and had more points, which is all that matters. Come back, kickoff hour two next.